Join executive producer and former Victoria's Secret model, Summer Helene, and get the royal tour as the Duchess of Hollywood takes you behind the scenes and gives you an insider's guide to Hollywood. Get the scoop and all the dirt and listen in on location with Summer Helene as she guides you through the entertainment world. Summer will challenge everything you think you know about Hollywood. Because of its mature content, Behind the Scenes with Summer Helene is recommended for an adult audience.
Hi guys, welcome to Behind the Scenes. I'm your host, Summer Helene, and we have a very, very interesting show this week. We, of course, have John Kessner, who you guys like better than you like me. We have on Patty H and Dante Obligation, who are putting together a really, really awesome new show. Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
I am doing very, very well. We have a really exciting show.
Awesome.
So we're going to have on Patty Morris and Dante Obligation. They have a new television show about dance coming out. Did you happen to know what's going on right now in Hollywood this week?
Well, it depends, really. I mean, you know, if everybody wants to pay attention to, you know, a 65-year-old grandpa doing duck lips on TV, that's one thing. But I think the big story is Relativity filing for Chapter 11.
I know. Oh, my God. My studios, it's breaking my heart. My studios are going under, but I keep trying to tell everyone, I think the future of film and television is the internet.
Well, I mean, you know, we're talking about a company that is claiming $1.2 billion in liabilities and $560 million in assets, and they're filing for protection.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. And I mean, it's if you read up on it a little bit, the guy that kind of started it all, it makes it sound like he's just being, you know, usurped by everyone under him. But
I think what's interesting about it is I think a big issue, especially with Relativity or some of the larger studios in Los Angeles, what people don't take into account, studios employ massive amounts of people. So the minute we have one studio go under, it not only affects the economy in Los Angeles and California, I think it affects so many jobs just because people forget, you know, the guy at the gate is employed. There are so many people who are going to be in trouble.
Well, this happens all the time. I mean, it really comes across to me as very chaotic all the way up and down the line, because I was at the American Film Market a few years ago, AFM in November, and, you know, I saw a very famous director come storming outside and jump into a cab and he was furious. I mean, no one was going to go up and say hi to him. And that night I had dinner with a friend who was at the meeting, and he had a $65 million film set up with, I mean, hundreds of people set to make this film. And one of his three leads dropped out and the other two leads dropped out the same day. He lost all three leads in a day.
I think I would kill myself.
And I mean, it's not going to hurt any of them. But what about the hundreds of people that were looking forward to working on a studio film that had to get a phone call?
You're not talking about hundreds. You're talking about thousands, John.
Thousands. Yeah. So I actually saw that with my own eyes, and that didn't make the news. I didn't see that anywhere, and it just seemed like that's kind of as flaky as the business can get. And everyone kind of knows that, but I mean, you know, you're seeing it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, and that's it. I mean, if I said the names of these four people, every single person would know exactly what I'm talking about.
Don't say the names. I don't want to get sued.
But they were four huge names, and you know, that's something I saw firsthand. So this kind of chaos, it's sometimes it's at the whims of one or two people who just say, "Well, if she's not going to do it, I'm not going to do it. I'm out."
Yeah, that happens more than you believe.
Hundreds or thousands of people are now scrambling for jobs again. You know, and I mean, these are the people at the top.
Yes.
Mean, and then you hear about this Relativity thing where, you know, the guy who runs it, flies everywhere in a helicopter and he thinks everyone's out to get him now. And maybe they are.
We love Relativity, John. I love Relativity.
We do, but look at what's going on. I mean, you know, next week they're going to have a hearing to see if they can, you know, continue to work as debtors in possession, I believe it's called, and they're hoping to sell themselves in October.
They want to be an American car company.
What's that?
They want to be one of the car companies.
Well, yeah, I hope it works, but you know.
You know,
I think that's the bigger story right now this week is that. But it's not as interesting as, you know.
Well, I'll give you a Hollywood rumor, and I'm not going to tell you where it came from. Okay. But I will say that there are talks that Paramount Pictures is in trouble and is looking at being sold to Asia.
To Asia?
Yeah, to an Asian company. And if that happens, I'd just like to say konnichiwa, and I'm looking forward to working with you.
Yeah. well, probably the Chinese are buying up everything else, so.
I don't speak Chinese. I only speak Japanese.
Oh. Well, there's a difference, so.
I'm well aware of that. It's just I only speak Japanese.
As far as I know, they still hate each other, so.
Oh, good. No, but that was a rumor going around, and I can tell you that really did affect a lot of things over at the studio.
I'm sure of it. I mean. Yeah. I mean, I remember back in the 80s when, Middle Eastern countries were trying to buy up studios and, you know.
Well, now the studios have got to give more towards the internet, but they are still coming out with amazing content. I got to give us that. We still come up with good ideas.
Yeah, America still makes the best movies.
It really does. Well, I shouldn't say we. People like you, John, people like me just, you know, put the money in them.
Yeah.
But you guys come up with great ideas, and America really is leading still in motion pictures, period.
But America's been so far out front that, you know, I mean, I've seen some great foreign films, don't get me wrong. And I've seen a lot of American companies screw up a foreign film trying to remake it. So, you know, I'm still real. I saw a Korean film called I Saw the Devil, and I know they're making an American version. I'm hoping they're not screwing that up, because that was a very intense film.
I just saw a film called 13 Sins, and that was a remake as well. Again, Korean film. Really, really good. It's actually playing on Netflix, and I had nothing to do with that film. I know usually I'm on here talking about something I did or someone I know did. I actually know no one involved with this film, and it's brilliant.
Yeah, so they can do things, but I mean, you know, America still has like this huge business, this huge industry that puts out films. And I mean, you know, Universal just had like probably their best year ever.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I always come down on the writing, because I don't think the writing's getting better. I just think the effects are getting better.
I think it's a combination of both. Here's an interesting tidbit. Do you know the first film camera was actually made in Australia?
Motion picture camera or still film?
No, motion picture camera. And
really?
Yeah, my dad used to lie to me and tell everything was made in Burnie, Tasmania. But I found out the first film camera was legitimately made in Tasmania.
Oh.
And I checked.
How come we don't know that?
It's just not common knowledge. But I will say we have a very, very interesting show today. Speaking of brilliant writing and wonderful things going on, we have Paddy Morris and Dante Obligation, and they are going to be talking about a new television show they're doing. And it's about dance.
And that's big.
It is. And, you know, I know that Paddy Morris was on The Gong Show. Paddy H was California State Dance Champion. She was one of the best dancers in the world. And so she's now come back with Dante, who works with Easy Way and has been in the entertainment industry forever. And these guys have gotten together and they're putting together this dance show. And it's specifically geared towards teens. And after the break, we are going to have a couple of teens on the show. We've got a hip-hop artist and we have a dancer on the show asking questions. And I'd like to welcome Paddy H and Dante Obligation to the show. Welcome, guys.
Hi. Hello. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear us?
We can hear you. Welcome to the show. You are on with Summer Helene and John Kessner, who the audience likes better than they like me.
Oh, my goodness.
They do. Hello, everyone likes him better.
She says that every week.
I do, and I always get the responses, and the best is when I get people that write in on Facebook and go, yes, we do.
Somehow I think she's being modest.
And not even a little bit. Apparently they like the creative people far more than they do the person sitting there going, no, that's too expensive.
You're going to have teenagers on now. I think probably the reason people like me is because I do have a smutty joke once in a while. Are these under 18 or over 18?
I believe they're both around, they're between like carded. 16 and 20. They're young guys, but you can keep it You're good, John. I'm not worried about it. I'm pretty sure the boys watch South Park.
Okay. All right. We're good.
Okay. Patty, Dante, welcome. Tell us a little bit about your show. I know there's some that can't be said because for legal reasons, but I know this show is about dance.
Well, it is, and I'm really excited to be working on this project. It's been about 15 years since we've had a dance show that is a non-competition show. It's a show for kids to get on, have a good time, you know, party, obviously in a controlled environment, but show us their dancing. I'm going to let Dante tell you a little bit about some of the things that we're going to have going on in this show. Dante.
Well, the aim is to encourage this generation to want to dance, not just the kids. When we were kids, everybody danced. It's not that way anymore. This is an opportunity for them to not just see a dance and say, wow, that's really good, but I don't know what the name of it is. Where do I know how to do it? On this show, they'll be able to learn the name of the dance, obviously, that they're watching being performed. There'll be classes taught on the show in which they'll be able to learn some of these dances. And it gets them out of their seats, like when we were kids and we were able to look at the shows on television. Well, actually, dancing back then was easier to keep up with. Today, not so much. That's why an instructional show like this that I haven't seen yet, we think would be educational for the kids. We think they'll have a ball
but
with
is
it.
So it'll be fun, though.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It's gonna allow them an opportunity to not be so shy, to actually want to dance. I think in this generation... go ahead.
When you say back in the day, how far back in the day are we going here? Because I grew up on American Bandstand and Soul Train. They used to show them back to back.
That's what I'm talking about. Dance Fever, American Bandstand, Soul Train, those shows back in the day. They were shows that the whole family could watch. They were shows that the whole family can get up and dance to.
Oh, guys, we're going to break. We are going to be back with Dante Obligation, Patty H, and John Kestner, who you guys love, right after the break. Thank you for joining us on Behind the Scenes. I'm your host, Summer Helen.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Hi guys, welcome back to Behind the Scenes. I'm your host, Summer Helen. We are on with John Kestner, who you guys love. We are on with Patty H and Dante Obligation. I got to give a quick shout out to the people that give me all kinds of wonderful stuff. Off-Road Reynolds, who gives away free rides to people that listen to this show every single week. I have to give a shout out to Cindy Honig's Pure PR. You guys know her from the show. You guys love her. She comes on and off from week to week. It's a boutique agency. If you want to get famous, you see Cindy Honig. I want to give a shout out to Griggs Vacuums, because if I don't, Alexis has a fit. It's her grandfather. I hear my assistant in the background yelling facial magic. Remember, guys, we are giving away Facial Magic packets on the show. I know Patty H is using it currently. I'm using it currently. We will put some before and afters up. And I want to give a shout out to Penelope Bell. Thank you, guys, for all the fabulous red carpet jewelry. Welcome back to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right, so we are going to have a couple of teens on asking some questions in just a minute. But the first thing I want to know from both of you is, how did you get into dance? Why dance? Why a show about dance, and why now?
That's a good question.
I got into dance probably at the age of 6 and just loved it and followed it through for many years. And then my first job, I was really a ballroom teacher, which was interesting.
You taught the guy that shot Martin Luther King?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I you ended up in the paper because of that. We heard the story, actually, when we had you on a few weeks, a couple months ago. That was a bit of a shock to the audience, but please continue.
It's no reflection on her ability to teach everyone.
No, it's
there have been no further assassinations since then because of her teaching. So
exactly.
We just need everyone to know that.
There might be if you guys keep this up.
Actually, he was her last student.
Oh, God.
Anyway, so I went on from there to become a California State Dance Champion, put my own group together, Lady Dynamite, toured around California, the United States, Canada with them, and just continued dancing. Even when I went to Australia, I wound up performance coordinator for 26 schools. So I was always working with the children, and I always worked with dance because it was so special to me and did so much for me as a human being. I couldn't say anything would have been better for me in my life. So I want to share that and be able to give that back to the dancers.
That's a really great view. Dante, what about you? How'd you get into dance?
Why this show? Because they haven't had one for a while. And why now? Why not?
That's the best answer I think anyone could give. It's why not?
Exactly.
Now's a good time.
That's one of my favorite answers.
Why not?
As a kid, when I grew up, you couldn't not dance because the girls would not let you not know how to dance. That's the difference in the culture today. Kids today aren't forced to dance. When we were kids, we were forced to dance. I grew up on the dance show Soul Train and American Bandstand. I did those shows because it was what everyone else was doing. But dancing was more personal back then.
It was more personal
to each person because there were house parties back then. So the dance itself was closer to you. There aren't house parties anymore today.
Well, you grew up around entertainers, right? Like, I've heard stories about Tina Turner.
I grew up around her children. Yes, I did. I have 7 different people in my family that performed on Soul Train in 7 different groups. When you grow up around that particular type of crowd, you pretty much meet everyone. It's a small world, has been for minorities in the business since way back when. So, you know, everyone pretty much knows each other. But in Los Angeles, our vehicle was American Bandstand, Soul Train, Dance Fever, and the clubs. But really, really, the big thing about our culture back then was house parties. When people say, what do you mean, Dante? Say they wouldn't let you not dance. Well, if you're sitting around at a house party where you know the people that are there, they are going to make you dance. It's when you're in another place that you don't know anyone, no one may say anything to you. So we had to learn how to dance. With this show, we're hoping to get these kids up off the couch, learning these new dances, enjoying the live performances, you know, having these social media aspects that they can get involved with, and the 2 fun co-hosts that we have that are going to play with each other, and just, it's going to be a great show. I can't wait. I really can't.
See, that sounds fantastic, especially with American obesity epidemics at a new high. I think something getting kids off the couch and away from video games is a phenomenal thing. We have 2 kids right now, 2 teens on the show who are into dance. We have a hip-hop artist and rapper, Image, and we have Michael, who is a dancer. He's a hip-hop dancer, and they wanted to ask you guys a few questions. I thought it would be great to bring on some kids from your demographic and talk a little about the show.
Let's do it.
Image, Michael, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Brian, welcome.
We're excited to be here. Yeah.
What's your question?
Okay, so I'm really excited about the show. Oh, but I was wondering, what is it going to be about? Is it just going to be instructional or more like...
No, actually, the instructional part of the show is going to be one of the smallest parts of the show. The majority of the show is going to be dancing performances and dance performances by groups or small, larger and smaller groups of dancers. An enormous amount of dancing is what's going to be going on. But there will be a small aspect of the show that's instructional, and it's necessary. Because like I said before, a lot of people don't know what a kid is doing. They'll see someone and go, what is that? Right, Patty? What is that that they're doing?
Yeah. Right. So what we decided to do is do a very short segment for beginners, for people who are just coming into dance, something that they can simply pick up and practice. And then we're also going to take one of our more accomplished dancers and have him show the advanced audience some different things. So they'll get an opportunity to, for beginners and advanced, to do all these things.
That sounds fantastic. And Michael, you had a question?
Yes, I did. You said earlier that you want to get more youths involved in dancing and you want to get involved in the show. How do you intend to do that? What's going to make the teens want to watch the show?
This is the thing. They have to have a reason. Kids have to have a reason to get up and dance. We can go into it and give the long of it, but I'll give the short of it. They're shy and they don't know how to dance. It's very simple. I was one of them. I mean, we were all one of them. There was a time when we were kids, all of us, when we were shy and we didn't know how to dance. Somewhere along the line, someone showed us how to dance.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
What type of music are you going to be like playing?
Oh, hip hop. Wow.
EDM, R&B. So.
Yeah, a little bit of a gamut. We're actually going to introduce a new dance that's coming to the West Coast.
Yes.
We've got so many exciting things going on in the show, but you were asking about how we were going to get our dancers or where. Well, I've gone out to the community centers like Long Beach, and we have a lot of hip-hop dancers there, urban kids. We've gone to the Poppers Picnic. We go to the Lockers Picnic. We have gone everywhere that the urban community dancers go.
And we call auditions.
And I was wondering, since I went to the Poppers Picnic as well, I was wondering, can we expect to see the same kind of dance that we saw on that show?
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
I hope so. Shoot, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. You know, that. And back to his question a little bit ago, you know, what's going to make kids want to dance? Seeing something that they can do. If you offer, let's say you offer 6 different types of dance styles, 7 different types of dance styles, something in there is going to be something that a person is going to be able to do. No one's going to be able to say, I can't do any of those dances. They'll be able to find one or that they can do.
Let me say some of the dances we're doing real quick. Popping, locking, breaking, whacking, tutting, and a few I can't name because they're new, and crumping, we're going to be hitting all of the dances.
What are the new type of dances?
Well, the ones I've named, they've actually, I think, the newer ones.
We have one that we're going to reveal on the show, obviously. Crumping is probably newer than whacking and tutting.
Yeah, well, tutting's pretty new.
Popping and locking have been around for a long time.
Do you know the differences in the dances? Tutting is using your hands, and they just do all these configurations with their hands, like, literally to the music.
Like the dancers in the Madonna's Vogue video.
And they're off.
Will there be any live performances?
Yes, that's one of the key parts of the show. We'll have a live recording artist performing live, and that's what'll make the show fun.
And so it's going to be really family oriented. See, I'm looking forward to that, and yes, I can tell the kids are excited.
Absolutely, absolutely. Just like I said, it's going to be funny, going to be entertaining, and most of all, you know, for the kids that are shy and want to dance and just don't know, those little simple things are going to be given to them to help them just say, you know what, I can do this, and they'll be able to.
How's it going to be funny?
Well, we have a couple of co-hosts that are hilarious, and we have a script that's pretty interactive with the audience, and you'll see. It's game changing. It's going to be interesting.
Okay, so I have a question. Like, who might we see on the show that we know?
We can't reveal that.
We can't reveal.
But it's a good question. Yes,
that is. I'm interested. So you will have some celebrity guests.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're going to have celebrity.
We have celebrity everything.
Celebrity dancers, celebrity choreographers, celebrity recording artists performing. That's what's going to make the show pretty interesting and pretty fun. It's going to make it trendy and actually hilarious at times, too.
So we're hoping to make it a party and that all the audience out there can join us, you know?
That's it. No party.
Are we going to see any kind of choreography specifically done by someone who's outside the show? We get to see how it's done?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we are speaking with some outstanding choreographers right now, and they're going to be working with us.
And they have students that'll be performing too.
Right. And we're not going to do a lot of choreography on the show. It's going to be limited numbers because we want the kids out there dancing, having fun.
That's right.
Not trying to kill themselves.
That's right.
Learning things that are going to be, you know, difficult for some and easy for others. So we're going to cater to the kids that are dancing on the show.
Well, I'm excited. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, so am I.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting and fun.
And as the show evolves, the recording artists and the performers that we have as special guests, they will evolve to like some of the other shows that are on television that you've seen recently. And those artists pretty much grow on to be superstars. And that's the fun part of the show. What, I almost gave away a secret of the show. You see that?
Yeah,
see,
I want those secrets. Come on, guys. Give me these show secrets.
Well, I just maybe
no, I'm interested in this too.
Maybe I can bleed just a little piece.
A little bit. Just give us a little. Come on.
Well, I put it this way. I think some careers will be launched from this show. I'll just put it that way. How's that?
That sounds fantastic. We are going to go to a break in about 1 minute. We will be back. I know the guys have some more questions for you. I've got to say, if you guys are going to tell these two kids and every other kid that's listening to the show, we got millions of people here, what would you tell them? What was the one thing you would tell them about this show?
I would tell them, let's dance.
Yeah.
That is a hell of a thing. I like that.
You know, you got to get up to get down.
Exactly. Or got to get up to
get down. Get down. All right. I like that. Guys, we'll be right back after the break with Behind the Scenes. I'm your host, Summer Helene. Hold on to your hats.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
Welcome to The Gathering Around My Kitchen Table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Behind the Scenes. I'm your host, Summer Helene. I want to give a shout out to Scott Haskin. Thank you so much for that beautiful music. We have Patty H on the show. We have Dante Obligation, and we have John Kestner, who you guys love. Welcome back to Behind the Scenes. We are talking about a brand new show, and this week we are focusing a little differently than we normally do. We have on a couple of teens. We have Michael and Imaj. Michael is a dancer specializing in hip-hop, and Imaj is a hip-hop and rap artist talking about a new television show aimed to get kids off the couch and get them dancing. Welcome back, guys.
Hey.
Good to be back.
Good to be back.
Hello, hello, hello.
So I know these guys have a couple more questions for you. I'm going to let Michael take the first one, and then we will have one from Imaj. Michael, why don't you can gear it towards Patty or Dante, your choice. You too, Imaj.
I think more towards Patty. One of my biggest influences in dance was Bob Fosse. Who was your biggest influence?
God, yes.
Wow.
Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
All That Jazz is one of my favorite movies, by the way. Has everyone here seen that movie?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. A bunch of times.
Summer, I didn't hear get a yes out of you. Did you see that?
Of course, yes.
Okay.
You can look at his style and know it's Bob Fosse.
Yes.
He has a very distinct style.
Yes.
And is so amazingly accomplished.
So did your idols, your heroes influence the show in any way?
You mean dancers?
The show.
Yes.
Oh, well, my idols would have been growing up James Brown and Michael Jackson.
Did they influence the show or
their
the tone
music,
of the show?
They influenced the tone of the show?
I think that's what he's asking. He was saying Bob Fosse was one of his heroes and it's influenced his dance. Who were your heroes, guys, and did they influence the feel of the show at all?
I don't think we could do a show without a bit of influence from Michael Jackson. I don't think that's possible because he gave so much to the world in terms of talent.
I'm not going to start singing Heal the World, but yes, I agree with you.
Thank you. You don't want me to cry.
He also performed in an era in which he was on television a lot. When he was from 10 years old on, for the next 10 to 20, Michael was on television so many times that he was in your front room so many times that they were able to be personal with their audience.
Okay, so here's my question.
The show.
Yeah. Here's my question for you. What was the first song they sang on the Ed Sullivan Show? The Jackson 5.
See, that's very, very interesting. So your heroes have influenced this show.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Because they influenced the dance. Anything we do now comes, from a cross-section.
Again, there are people that you see in concert and there are people that you see on television. When you see them on television and there's a crowd around them, it's much more personable. I remember Soul Train with Michael Jackson's Jackson 5 on it. It wasn't Michael Jackson back then. It was the Jackson 5. But I also remember James Brown on that show. What was impactive about that is they were so close to you. They were right there. You could, reach out and touch them. You could actually dance while they were dancing. And if you were at home watching it, you felt like you were there. That's what we want. We want you to feel like you're part of the show, and we want you to feel that it's okay for the show to be in your front room.
See, that's very, very cool. Imaj, you have a question?
So, I have a question. So, what kind of tracks will be on it? Will there be music that we know or original songs?
Yes, there will be both. There'll be original songs by original recording artists, ding, 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 giving away secrets of the show. And there'll obviously be hits. Songs.
Okay, so spoiler alert, there'll be original content and popular music.
Yes.
Now, the two teen guys who are here, do you guys know about American Bandstand and Soul Train? Have you ever heard of it?
Yes.
You guys are still there? You know about it?
Yes.
Have you seen it? Have you ever seen it?
No, sadly.
No, you just heard about it? Okay. I'm just curious because, we all know because we grew up with it. But
well, I think
teens now, they don't have that.
The difference is those two shows had, even Dance Fever, those three shows had single hosts on them. I remember TRL had a single host on them. The show that we got to see with two hosts was Solid Gold with Andy Gibb and Marilyn McCoo, and of course 106 in Park with Roxy and Andre. So when you look at those two shows, you ask yourself, can this be pulled off with two co-hosts? It doesn't make it more interesting. We have two co-hosts, and we think it's going to make it really interesting.
It gives you some banter.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And they come from two completely different genres, so they get to learn each other on the show. Ding, ding, ding. Spoiler alert. See, this is what happens when you go on a radio show.
I do have another question, actually, if I can get my voice in here for a second.
Go ahead.
I was wondering, you said earlier you're going to be breaking down the techniques you'll be showing on the show.
Yes.
Will that be just for specific types of dance? Will you go all around? What am I looking to see?
You're looking to see every week a different dance step from a different dance demonstrated. One week might be whacking, one week can be breaking, one week can be popping or locking or tutting. We're going to make sure we cover the gamut because hip-hop dancing is really a mashup of everything.
Well, I can't wait to see the show. It's very important to me. Hopefully I get to see some new stuff and learn some new stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's important to me as well. Part of my industry as well, and I'm looking forward to it. See what kind of things you do with it.
Okay, well, we're very excited. We know it's going to be just spectacular, and that we're going to pull in the kids who haven't had the opportunity for this kind of show.
That's the thing, you know. Everyone,
I think it's bringing dance to a new generation. I mean, we've found, you know, it's very, very difficult to find youth today, especially, that have had that kind of influence. You're talking about an Xbox generation. Right. So to have people who are interested in dance and to give them an opportunity to learn what came before, I think that's going to make a very, very big difference. Now, I'm going to throw out a bit of a spoiler. I know you guys are going to do some of the throwbacks, meaning jumping back to the original styles that influence the current styles today, correct?
Yes. Yes. And mainly we're trying to answer a question. It's a big question that we're trying to answer. How do we get today's kids dancing? That's the question that we're trying to answer. How do we get this generation to get up and dance?
Well, let's ask the kids. How do we get you kids dancing?
Well, for me, it's more upbeat music, kind of fast. You know, interesting, not really slow.
For me, it's always learning something new. The moment I see something new or look at something that I haven't seen before, I'm immediately interested and I want to learn more about it.
Right, especially if the girls are already doing it out there, right?
Yeah.
I got to learn that quick.
Well, I think you figured out how to get these guys watching. Get the girls on the show.
Definitely.
I think the show is going to be fun for the girls, obviously, because they do, it seems like, most of the dancing nowadays anyway, but the guys are going to have to get up and do this. This is their opportunity.
The little twerking thing the girls are doing now, I think it's terrible, so I'd like to see some more stylized dance come out.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
I'm just saying. It's after the Miley Cyrus incident, I'm a little traumatized by that. You know, I grew up dancing, and I cannot say I'm very, very keen on the music and the dance right now. Now, there's some great music, there's some great dance, but that whole twerking fad, I'm waiting for it to die. You guys aren't doing that, right?
Right. Well, it speaks to an answer to the second question that's asked out there, which is, you know, how, you know, the first one was, how do we get these kids dancing? The second one is there a way, is it possible to bring the fundamentals of dance back into dance? That's another question we're going to be answering on this show.
Will there be polls?
We just said no Miley Cyrus dancing, I thought.
I was just wondering. Will there be polls?
Oh. I can tell you right now, as a watcher and a viewer, I would definitely like to see just a little bit something like that, a little something interesting.
We'll put the polls in the behind the scenes shot. Something interesting to show.
I think the viewers
would be very pleased to see that.
Well, we've got some very unique people also.
I think the producers would have a heart attack, just saying.
No, totally different show, totally different hour, totally different demographic.
Well, here's the question. For a generation of boys and girls raised on sex, how do you get them into a dance show that's not featuring Miley Cyrus in a bikini?
Here's the thing again.
It's called dressing too.
Another thing is communication. You know, with social media, it's doesn't give us as human beings an opportunity to interact personal. What allows kids and adults in general to interact personally. Dance with someone, there is no electronic device between you. There's nothing to type. You're dancing. And you might even have to type them. But there is a communication going on that doesn't involve anything but you dancing with them. That's communication. You see what I'm saying?
See, that's
as we go away from that, this brings it back to it. This brings it back to communicating again. It's one of those things where you want to see the family doing things fun again. You want to at least where they're not just, you know, watching it, but they might even be up dancing or something, you know? That what show does that? You know, where is that show?
Right.
That's what we're trying to do.
And what's great, technology now allows them to take it on the show with them. It's a portable show. They can take it on their phone if they want to take it somewhere and dance with their friends. You know, they get it on computer. It'll be streamed. There's just so many ways.
So it's interactive.
Oh, absolutely.
That's brilliant.
Okay, so I have a question. What type of artists are you going to bring? Like new artists, experienced artists? What's up with that?
The answer is both. I can answer that with one answer. Both.
That's brilliant.
He's throwing all kinds of stuff.
You'll be creating a platform for new artists.
See, yes, absolutely. That right there. If you remember any of these dance shows back in the day, and as we've evolved, they always grab an artist that's up and coming. And I mentioned a little earlier, a little while later, they're big. So I Think You Can Dance had, I believe, Katy Perry and Lady Gaga on the show before they got big. I remember when Madonna performed on American Bandstand for the first time, and Dick Clark asked her, "What are your aspirations?" And that woman said, "I want to rule the world." When she said that, I thought to myself, she has no idea what size shoe she just stepped into. And you know what? She filled it out. Blew me away.
It's freaking Madonna. Of course she filled it out.
She filled it out. I was like, wow. She was actually ready. But, you know, again, she was just starting out. I think Holiday was a song that she had out. Or Superstar, one of the two. And the rest is history.
Guys, we are going to a break. We'll be right back with Behind the Scenes. I'm your host, Summer Alley.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Aliyah, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
I'm your host, Summer Helene. We are on with Patty H. We are on with Dante Obligation. We are on with John Kestner, who you guys love. And we are on with a couple of kids. No, we are on with a hip-hop dancer and a rapper slash hip-hop artist talking about a brand new show coming out. I know the young man, Michael, had a question for Patty and Dante.
Go ahead.
Yes, it is. And how it goes is, how'd you guys find your dancers? What was the audition process like? And are you still holding auditions? Because I know I'd be interested in trying out sometime.
Well, rather than holding another audition, we have had one audition. We have selected some dancers from it. We are going to go out to some of the, like I say, community and some of the studios that work with the community in terms of finding some of our dancers, because we want a cross-section of dancers. We want everyone to have an opportunity. And they can get hold of us now by sending us their audition tapes of them dancing. A lot of them have already posted. I beg your pardon?
Where do they send it?
Where can they send it to?
Okay, they can send them to pattyhmorris@gmail.com.
Hey.
That's Patty.
Or I will put a link on the Facebook page for Behind the Scenes, and they can submit through there.
I think that's terrific. Thank you.
There you go.
That's no problem. We'll put a link on Behind the Scenes. I want to say a quick thank you to Michael and Imaj for being on the show. Thank you guys very much.
No problem. We're really excited about it. I'm really excited. It's like,
I personally can't wait to see the show. I think it's going to influence a lot of young people. I think we're going to have a better turnout than you're expecting.
Yeah, me too. You know, everybody's going to be really excited, and I think it's going to do really well.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's what we're hoping.
Thank you guys for being on the show.
Best of luck to all of you.
You too. Best of luck.
Thank you, John. It was nice to have you on the show, Summer Helene.
Thank you. We're not done yet. We were just done with guys.
Yeah, getting rid of me.
we're just getting rid of the kid. No, it's grown up time now. It was great. No, it was great to have the kids on, and I loved. Yeah, it's probably past their bedtime.
School night though. I'm just impressed that there's somebody under the age of 30 that's a big Bob Fosse fan. Somebody's doing something right to introduce kids to that.
You don't hear a lot of kids knowing Fosse.
Well, I do see a lot of Bob Fosse's routines on the net.
Me too. But I see him in television productions too. I mean, there have been a couple times when I watched Glee and thought of Bob Fosse. You just see him in people. His influence is in people. You can just see it.
But for kids to know that's Bob Fosse, that's impressive.
That's pretty impressive. Exactly.
Precisely.
So I'm excited about the show actually as well. I'm listening to the kids talk about it, and it sounds like you guys really have created a mainline to them and found a way to get them involved.
Yes, communicating and dancing, and dance is one of the best ways to communicate. I tell people all the time, you know, you don't have to talk to her. Just go ask her to dance. I mean, hello, just go ask her to dance.
Plus, we have a top crew who have done shows for children before.
That's true. You have Dev Ross, first female staff writer at Disney, made over $1 billion for Universal with Land Before Time, Darkwing Duck, Tailspin, Monster High. You have John Reynolds, who worked on Twilight Zone, Benji, E.T., I know you have Aggie, who has worked on everything. I believe
we love Aggie.
She's wonderful. I think between everyone sitting at the table, God knows how many Emmys they have.
Well, you know, there's a lot of passion and energy, and I think the group is it's a unique one. It's one of the more unique. It's probably the most unique group I've ever worked in.
Right, and they love the concept. They love the whole idea of this show.
That's right. The passion is.
Well, it's when people are doing for kids. And trying to move them away from drugs, trying to move them away from sex, trying to move them away from all those wonderful things that I sell. I think it is wonderful that we. I think it's wonderful that you guys are.
We need Summer's email address.
Well, I think it's great. You're doing something wholesome, and you're doing something that really gives back. And it's nice to see Hollywood, especially people. Dancers like yourselves, entertainers like yourselves, people like Dev Ross, John Reynolds, Aggie Corbin, reaching back and getting involved with these kids and trying to make a difference. Because especially I've heard about Bandstand and different shows, children and young people in more difficult areas and in lower socioeconomic brackets don't have the same outlets, which is what led to the dance culture in the 70s and 80s in the first place. And I think what you're doing could really create a resurgence.
Yes, that's exactly right, because in these remote areas where all they have is a laptop, they can still look at it and say, you know what, that particular dance right there, I can do that. Right. And do it. And actually do it. Because there's so many dances out there, none of us can do them all. But like I said, in one of those dances, or a couple of them, you know, whoever
you'll find your
athletically
place.
Inclined, you'll find the one that you can do. I tell everybody.
I don't know if I can find one. I have, like, no rhythm at all. I specialize in a dance called the Taser.
That's about right. It's about. So everyone but John copy what's going on the show.
You should work on a chip or something that gives rhythm or something. I would take a chip implant that would give
maybe
me rhythm.
John can do the robot. Maybe John can do the robot. What do you think?
Yeah, we can teach him slow motion in the robot.
Yeah. Something, like I said, you know, it's just people. I can't think of the comedian's name, but I love the line. He goes, I don't dance because when I dance, people look for my Med Alert bracelet. I can't think of the guy's name, but I would say if I knew. But I also thought that's what I always say when women have asked me to dance. Like, would you like to dance? No, I don't want to scare anybody.
See, I got to say, I'm an excellent dancer.
Women are. Women can do anything up there that looks great.
I can tap. I'm phenomenal at ballet. I love my swing. I love ballroom. But the minute it comes to something like the popping or the locking or anything contemporary, I kind of look like I'm having a seizure.
Well, yeah.
It does not look good.
Just those terms alone make me wonder, you know, popping, lock, tutting. I don't even know what those mean.
Okay, guys, what does that mean?
They sound like wrestling moves.
I know. We have the dances. What does that mean, guys?
Popping is isolations where you...
I kind of need you to speak idiot because I have no idea what you're saying.
Jiffy Pop popcorn. You're literally impersonating Jiffy Pop popcorn.
They're isolating parts of their body and they're doing contractions, which make the actual popping. But they're so phenomenal that they're mixing in the wave with it is...
And
the wave
and
is
the robot,
a motion.
The robot with it. It gets really creative.
Yeah, and they do slow motion. They've even, with this new dance that we're going to be talking about on the show, they've even incorporated some hopping and different things into that. It's quite amazing what they're doing. And, of course, we all know what breaking is.
No.
Break our bones, break our neck.
Oh. Breaking is done on the floor, lying down on the floor. It's the dance that's done.
Oh, break dance. You mean like break dancing?
Oh yeah, yes. That's breaking.
Oh, yes. I knew that one. What about the heaving?
Okay.
Is there one called the heaving? I don't know. I just made that up.
And locking by Don Campbell, he originated it back in the 70s, is where they actually do poses and they lock.
It's kind of like voguing?
Voguing is entirely different.
Voguing has much more fluidity to it. Locking is more direct and more striking a pose and nailing the pose, whereas Vogue has a lot more fluidity in it. You're striking the pose, but there's so much fluidity in between the striking of the poses that it's just, oh, God.
And they add posing
Vogue
to it.
So beautiful.
Yeah, Vogue is great, and they add posing to it. So at a beat, you'll see them just stop
strike
in some
pose.
Dramatic pose. It's just...
That's why I was so happy when Madonna came out with that video. I was so happy. I thought, girl, you nailed it with this video. Wow. Oh, my God.
So it existed before that video.
Man, we were doing what Madonna did in that Vogue video. Here we go, the 70s.
Locking and some of the earlier break moves. They were popping. They were doing slow motion. I'm just talking about the 70s.
We vogued all the way through the 80s.
We did voguing. We did whacking. The whacking and voguing basically came from the gay clubs. The locking.
And we are huge supporters of the gay community here on Behind the Scenes.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And can you vogue so badly that you get whacked?
I like that. Is that possible?
Is that possible? Can you get whacked for voguing badly?
Whacking is a dance that you need a little plastic bopper with you so you can hit the person next to you.
Not in Jersey.
That's not true. He's fibbing. He's fibbing, guys.
Well, I'm very excited to see the show. You guys are looking at, when are you guys looking at shooting?
We're setting our shoot date in November, and that is just 2 months away.
So can people live online watch some of the auditions, watch things like that while we're getting ready and excited?
We could put it together for that.
Okay,
it's
well, I demand that you do.
See, there you go. She just threw us.
Thank
threw
you.
Us
we
I
aren't throwing
you
enough, are we?
The kids would love it.
I know.
Absolutely.
Actually, it'll
absolutely.
Be a great intro.
No, they will be able to.
Yeah.
They will be able to.
That would be.
Is there anything you didn't tell us yet? I mean, I think we got everything out of them.
I know.
We?
I think I really. This works better than waterboarding. Just bring on a couple of kids, and everyone gets honest.
Dante, what's
and John,
that pin
and John washes his mouth.
There's segments of the show that we haven't talked about. There are particular aspects of why we're doing dance routines that we haven't spoken about. Where our co-hosts come from, we haven't spoken about. There's a lot of aspects of the recording artists. Oh, and the music they were introducing in the first episode, we haven't gotten into that either. And yeah, we will not.
I'm bringing out a special DJ from Boston for this.
To date, trending.
To run our music, and he is very, very popular with what he does. So we've got some exciting people coming on this show.
Yeah, it's a great show for the new millennium.
I'm looking forward to it. Guys, we have about 1 minute left. I will say, if you can dance and you want to be on this show, send an audition reel to us at Behind the Scenes. I'm sure these guys will have a page up very, very soon. Teddy, yeah. Dante, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm going to give a quick shout out and say thank you very much to Michael and Amash for asking all of those questions. I think it's great to get a kid's perspective when we're looking at a kid's show.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us on the show, too.
Thank you guys very, very much. And we look forward to seeing the show. We are going to have you on again and get an update and see how this whacking, popping, breaking thingy is going.
There you go. Let's Dance USA.
Thank you. Yeah, Let's Dance USA.
Great. Thank you, guys, Behind the Scenes. Thanks, John.
Thank you. I'm going to go work on getting tasered.
Okay, you go get tasered. We'll see you next week here on Behind the Scenes. I'm your host, Summer Helene. If you want to be in the entertainment industry, this is the place to come.